AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, Jack Texera, pleaded guilty today in Boston to leaking highly classified military documents through a social media platform that's popular with people playing online games. Joshua Levy is U.S. attorney in Boston.
Mr. Texera exploited his position of trust and accessed hundreds of classified documents. He then posted them on a social media platform.
Texera could get between 11 and 17 years in prison. His attorney described the 22-year-old Texera as a kid, adding the defense will show at sentencing his youth played a significant role in his conduct. The Supreme Court ruled states cannot take former President Donald Trump's name off primary ballots in an attempt to link him to the Capitol riot. The court ruled Congress could do it.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty, and I think it's just a great day for this country.
At least three states were trying to get Trump off the ballot. Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer for the Trump Organization, pleaded guilty in New York to perjury connected to testimony in Trump's civil fraud trial. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Weisselberg surrendered to the Manhattan prosecutor's office Monday and entered state court in handcuffs before pleading guilty to perjury. He was sentenced to 5 months in jail. Prosecutors accused Weisselberg of lying under oath when he answered questions in a deposition in May and at the October trial about allegations that Trump lied about his wealth on financial statements given to banks and insurance companies. Julie Walker, New York.
Lawmakers in France overwhelmingly approved a bill to enshrine abortion rights in France's constitution. Vice President Kamala Harris and other top Biden administration officials are holding talks with a member of Israel's wartime cabinet who came to Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is AP News. Police in Britain recovered a Ferrari stolen from Formula One driver Gerhard Berger in Italy almost three decades ago.
The red Ferrari F512M was one of two sports cars taken while the drivers were in Imola for the San Marino Grand Prix in April 1995. They were never found until London's Metropolitan Police Force was tipped off that a Ferrari in the process of being sold to a US buyer by a UK broker had been flagged as a stolen vehicle. Detectives investigated and seized the car, which is valued at nearly $450,000. No one has been arrested. The second stolen car remains missing. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Police say former NFL player Braylon Edwards stepped in and saved the life of an 80-year-old man who was being attacked in the locker room at a suburban Detroit YMCA. Edwards says he was just minding his business when he heard a dispute. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.